appreciate everyone that's here this morning. And we thank the Lord for another camp meeting. And working for the Lord is a very pleasant thing to do. Nothing we enjoy more than working and serving the Lord. And we thank the Lord for His presence in the meeting, for every one of the saints that have come. We have a little something or another that we feel that the Lord would have us to speak about here for just a few minutes, if you'll permit us to have a little time before we go on with our service. We have discussed and with different ones, the ministers, quite a number of them, and they feel that something that we need to do, need to take care of, and we trust the Lord will bless what is said and that we will be able to say what needs to be said. We felt like this would be the time because of so many of the people of God here from so many different parts of the country. And what we want to say is, and if you don't understand, you're here and don't understand what we're saying, why, the Lord bless you and give you understanding. But feel like that since there's such a good representation of a wide variety of locations of the saints represented here at this time, different ones of us felt like this would be a good time to bring out what we have on our mind. It's something very much concerning the work of the Lord, concerning God's people, concerning the church in general. And we feel that we have a duty as a ministers. If we see the wolf coming, we have a duty and a responsibility to warn the people. And if we fail to do that, the Bible teaches us that their blood will be required at our hands. And I don't want anybody's blood on my hands. Paul said one time he was free from the blood of all men. And I want to be that. It's not a very pleasant thing. We don't like these. This is part of the work of the Lord nobody likes. And this is surely a part that the minister don't like to talk about. I'd like to read a scripture or two to verify what I'm going to say. Paul said in the Acts 20 and 28, familiar scripture, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them." So this has been happening. It happened in Paul's time, and it happened all down through the history of the church, and it's still happening today. And there's other scriptures that we have thought about. Peter said something about false prophets would arise and in their pernicious ways, draw disciples after them, and talk about some that would come in among you. And then it also talked about some that would rise up right among you to draw disciples after them. Paul gave us some instructions in the 16th chapter of Romans, a very strong scripture. He said, "Now I beseech you therefore, brethren, mark them which cause divisions contrary to the doctrine which we have learned, and avoid them." And avoid them, and stay away from them. A few years back, we had a man come among us, and we don't want to beat around the bush this morning. This man named Danny Lane came in among us people, and right from the very beginning, things wasn't right. And the minister told me that he had made the statement that he never had any intentions of bringing his people among us people. So it's been wrong from the very beginning. And Danny went on and gained quite a following, finally would not take counsel and advice from the ministers as we met with him and pleaded with him and talked to him and done all we could to cooperate. He would not receive that. He would not accept the advice, counsel of the body of ministers, and determined to go his own way. And through much enthusiasm and emotionalism, very strong emotional thing, it's not a light thing. It's not just simply a little something that's happened. It's something that is planned by the devil and come right among the people of God to divide the people of God. That's what it was about in the beginning. And through this emotionalism and zeal or whatever, and it has gained momentum. It has gathered a lot of people. It has come right among us and taken innocent souls and carried them off and into confusion and divided homes and taken parents and children, separated them, done very much damage to the work of the Lord. And we've been bearing with it for a long time. All I can get from people now, I said you should have done something a long time ago. The saints, the ministers, are the most long-suffering people in the world. We don't like to think of anybody going away, but we know that they did that in Jesus' time, too. They went away and walked no more with him. And so this movement of him, and it's almost like a cult spirit of some kind, of fanaticism, extreme emotionalism, and many folks are being caught up with it. And it's bad. It's something that's bad. It's not just somebody who just kind of got offended and went off and starting up a little something else. It's something that's roots are real bad in it. And it's something that God hates. God hates. It's one of the six things that God said he hated, was those that sow discord among brothers. So God hates what this thing is doing. And so we just want to warn the saints and give you a little bit of a charge and some instructions. This is not something I just promoted myself. I came to the meeting with a burden to do this, but I was not surprised when I found other brethren had the same burden. And so we want to advise. It is a divisional spirit. It causes division among the people. As I said a while ago, it separates children from their parents and husbands and wives, causes a lot of problems among them. And it's something that is motivated, and it's something that God has nothing to do with. It's of the enemy of souls. The people are being carried away by the emotionalism and the zeal and the great works that it appears to be doing. But it's all underneath. It's something of the enemy to divide the people of God and to draw away disciples after them, talk about unstable souls. And there is a move on, seems, among those folks at this time. He has some associates, a pretty strong place in up and around Dayton, Ohio, in Canada, and down Louisiana and some other places. And so wherever it's at. And they're reaching out to everyone, and now there's a move, seems to be a move on among these people to be contact isolated saints, and I know this is a fact, this is not hearsay, contacting isolated saints that live in isolated areas, little small congregations where they don't have a leader or pastor. And even some of the ministers that are kind of isolated away from the body, for the general crowd, so to speak. And they're making contact with these people, and they have a new technique, and they just want to come and talk to you. That's all. So innocently, they just want to come and converse or debate with you. And they're inviting people to come to their services and try the spirit. Brother talked to a brother on the phone just recently, and he'd been contacted, been invited to come and try the spirit. And I said, brother, the spirit has already been tried. It's already been tried. And we have tried it and found that it's wrong. Something's wrong. And the ministers have agreed on it. A line has been drawn. They are no part of the... I'm not talking about... I'm sure there's innocent folks that's got caught up in innocently and are drawn into it unbeknowingly. And God have mercy and let's pray for them. Pray for them. But we feel like it's time to publicly expose this thing and what's going on around about. And they're contacting little innocent saints. Like I said, they don't... And trying to offer to pay their way. They'll pay your way to the service, to the meetings. And they'll pay their own expenses and fly across country to talk to you. And now there's something else that's real evil. I know this is a fact, too, that they get in a little place like that and they try to divide the one congregation against another. Talk to one, get them against another, right in the congregation. Doing some terrible things. And it's something that we wanted to expose. It's something that the saints need to know about. I want to charge the ministers, those that I didn't get to speak to or personally about this. I hope you will understand that. And it's something that we need to carry to our people and warn them about this thing. And we need to, you are not obligated. You're not obligated to, if they want to come and visit you and talk to you, you're not grieving the Lord if you refuse that. If you refuse that, you won't be grieving the Lord if you refuse to do that. And just say, well, I've been warned against this and I don't want to talk about it. I want to talk about it. Sure, the Spirit, if they invite you to come and try the Spirit, and a man just recently went and tried the Spirit and come back full of it. Come back full of the Spirit. And I could not reason with him. Talked to him for a long time, did not reason with him. And so it's not a light thing. I want to impress that it is not a light thing. It is doing great damage to souls. Souls are being deceived by it. They're being drawn away by it. And we need to cry out against it. They also have a paper that they publish and send out across the country. And I would advise and encourage you to send it back. Just send it back. Don't receive it. Just don't receive it. Because it's there's enough in there to get your mind wondering and get your mind thinking. And it's poison. It's just poison. And I would warn you and encourage you just to send it back. Well, they call it the gospel trumpet. And they also are claiming to be the gospel trumpet. You know, that's what they're emphasizing. And they're putting a lot of the old ministers' writings in there and so forth and so on. So this paper is very poisonous, very poisonous. And I would warn you not to even read the thing myself. We don't read it. I got it. I send it back. My wife took it to the post office and... The postmaster said, well, just tear it up. She said, no, I don't want to tear it up. I want to send it back. He said, well, if you send it back, they'll have to pay for it. I said, that's what I want. Send it back. And she wouldn't take anything else but send it back. So this is what we want to say to you. Now, of late, they are attacking in another area. They are coming right around our camp meeting. Some of their leaders, it's a planned effort to come right in among us, to get addresses. This is what they're for. They're not showing any interest of wanting to find help or come back or anything like that. They're simply there, and they're always talking to the weak ones or the those that may be, not be really settled in the Lord. Women folks, a lot of times, bless your hearts, each one of you. And this is a type of people that they're trying to prey upon. They're preying upon weak ones, unstable, folks that have not been saved very long, and people that are in a kind of a state of confusion of mind. This is the type of people that mostly that they're preying upon. And if they come around your camp meeting, I would encourage you to be very alert about it. And I would even be bold enough, if they came to my camp meeting, if you folks are not here, to try to receive some help. I'd just assume you would leave. I wouldn't hesitate to do that at all.
Amen.
At my camp meeting, I wouldn't hesitate to do that at all, because I consider it a very damaging spirit, a very bad spirit, a very evil spirit. They're teaching false doctrine. They have false doctrine. They're operating under a false spirit, and it's sad. It's just real sad. And you, dear ones that have children that are caught up in it, and companions, I feel for you. I pray for you. And I would encourage you to stand against this thing. I know it hurts. You can still have your family relationship, but I would not. I've heard remarks made, well, maybe they're just good as we are, or something like that. They're sincere, things like this. But underneath the whole thing, it's a bad thing. And so I pray the Lord to give us much wisdom. Let's don't forget to pray for people that are caught up in these kind of things. And the door is always open to anyone that would humble their hearts. We don't feel like that we have any purpose in getting together and having a meeting together with them or anything. We just feel like that they're in a position that they just need to humble themselves and come back home. Humble herself and repent and come back home. That's the way back. That's the way back. The Spirit's already, as I said, has been tried. It's been marked. The line has been drawing. There's a complete separation between those, that movement, and the saints. There's a complete separation. And so I just wanted to present that in. It's not a pleasant thought on Sunday morning, but we felt like that this would be the proper time, since so many representatives here today. Amen. All right, let's just kind of now take that home with us, and let's just we not receive any questions about it. Or if you have something personal you want to say to me or one of the other ministers about it, well, you feel free to do that. But we won't be discussing it publicly anymore.